Welcome to the Lost Dog Podcast and the first edition of the Accursed Race, supported by our race partners, Albion, Tailfin, Komoot, Peak Design, Quirk Cycles, and POC. It's now day 7, and the beautiful, brutal Accursed Mountains have thrown everything they have at our riders for almost a full week of some of the most challenging cycling, changing terrains across 4 Balkan countries in all kinds of weather. By mid-morning, we expect our first rider back at the finish line in Shkodër, Albania, back where they started. Before then, in the early hours, race reporter Tom Probert speaks to a refreshed Rory Anderson, Cap 23, who's still riding in 4th position.
It's 4:30 here at CP2 in Peshkopi, and once again I've managed to catch a rider leaving, getting up super early and striking out into the darkness at quite frankly a very antisocial hour of the day. But it's quite funny seeing a mountain bike absolutely caked in mud standing in the like pristine corridor of a hotel with a slightly baffled Albanian man standing guard next to it. Great thing about this hotel is they give you complimentary flip-flops. Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
You're up bright and early.
I know.
How much sleep do you think you got?
Quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, bro, it's a button.
I just wanted to ask you one thing before you go. I know you're in a rush. I was looking at your route yesterday, and it looked like you might have made a couple of wrong turns.
Yeah.
Can you just quickly tell us what happened?
In the morning, before I got into the actual park, I ended up going like 10K up the road. Mm. It was a lovely climb. It was really nice in that. And I thought, oh dear, I have to go back now.
So how long do you think that took in total then?
An hour and a half. Yeah. Yeah, completely. Just like, in the middle of the night, you're just like, ooh.
Yeah. They didn't. You weren't too dispirited about that.
No. Just got to learn for next time.
Yeah.
As the sun rises in Shkodër, race reporter Ross Brannigan is waiting at the finish line with race coordinator Hannah Lobelestier.
So Hannah, what was yesterday like for us?
It was pretty exciting. So we were following Alex and Adrian throughout the day. We caught them at Bastar Moritz with about 250k to go, and Adrian had a pretty small lead going into that section, and the gap had really closed between them. And shortly after that, we saw Alex take the lead and then continue to solidify that gap between them, and it's now pushed out to multiple hours. It's 9:30 at the moment here in Shkodër, and we're expecting Alex to come in the next couple of hours. So that would be an expected finish time of just over 6 days, which is absolutely rapid. It's faster than we were anticipating when we were estimating what the lead rider might achieve. We were predicting that the fastest time might be around 6.5 days. So he's had a really strong ride, and you know, it's just been so exciting to see such a close race between them the whole way. We really couldn't have asked for anything more.
Also waiting at the finish line to welcome and support our riders are the Accursed's fantastic race volunteers.
Yes, so my name is Luca Kiri. I'm from Hungary, and I'm volunteering for the race at the start and the finish line.
Which you'll be recruited very soon, because Alex is only like an hour or so away, so yeah. The excitement is building. Have you ever been to the Balkans before?
Not this part.
What has been your impression of the Balkans while you've had the chance to explore it?
Yes, so I had a preconception about the Balkans, and I didn't expect this, like what I experienced. Like, the nature is amazing. It's like in the Alps, in Europe, and this valley where I've been, it looks like Switzerland. So it's I really didn't expect this. And yesterday we went on a boat trip, and we ended up in a small river, and it looked like paradise from an exotic country, I don't know, from Asia. So it was unexpected. So every day there is a surprise here.
Sure enough, Alexander Kopp becomes the inaugural winner of the Accursed Race, completing the 1,600-kilometre fixed route in just 6 days, 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Well done. Good job, man.
Great work.
How does it feel to have come in first?
You're good. It was good. I had a very great day yesterday. So I had so much power, and I pushed from CP2 until the last climb, and that was very good. It was a good feeling to have the best day on your sixth day so far.
Why do you think that was? Because you fell behind Adrian, and then you just seemed to blast past him, and then you've opened up this huge gap. What was it that was the difference?
I don't feel behind. It was more, we was 10 minutes away from each other, then the thunderstorm came. I decided to stay in a hotel, so I don't go in the thunderstorm. And he pushed through, and then I had 4 hours of sleep and I could rest. And then I woke up and said, okay.
Time to rock and roll.
Yeah, it was quite fun. And the track after CP2 was awesome.
Did you enjoy chasing or being chased?
I like to play Pac-Man. So that is what I really like, to eat all the people from behind.
Race director, Andrew Phillips.
It was a brilliant performance from Alex. He paced his race really well the whole way around. He was obviously well prepared and didn't let anything panic him. He's been through storms, he's been passed by Adrian, and he's just kept a cool head the whole time. When the storm hit last night, or the night before last even, just as he was heading into the remote section, he really played an absolute blinder, checked into hotel, got 4 or 5 hours sleep, and whilst Adrian was being battered by the storm and finding shelter under petrol stations, Alex just had his head down, was resting his eyes and body, and when it cleared up, he was able to get back on his bike, and from then on it was always going to be really hard for Adrian to stay ahead.
While Alex takes a moment to get some well-earned rest and time to reflect, almost 400 kilometres back on the route, several riders are finding their way to Control Point 2 in Peshkopi. Tom speaks to David Sanchez, Cap 6, who's fifth on the leaderboard.
I'm still going good, so it's fine.
Great.
I'm still feeling fresh, but not that clean.
Not that clean. You've got mud all up your back, yeah. Up your pristine white Albion jersey.
Camel bag to protect my back. Yeah. But it's fine.
So that makes me think that the track was a bit wet, was it? Was there a lot of mud?
Yeah, a lot of mud. Like, it was really slippery, had to walk a lot all the night, very bumpy. Yeah, it was rough. I don't have pain, mm-hmm. but I expect it to be shorter. It was most for the mind that was complicated. Like, mm-hmm. I expect to finish soon, and it wasn't the case, so just accept and go on.
Yeah, what's your kind of approach to dealing with that mentally?
I think just acceptance and resilience, and stop overthinking about the end of the trail, and just starting to think about other things.
In sixth position, Rail Massink, Cap 30.
We've just had David Sanchez come into the CP as well. How are you feeling about the competition and the race? Like, do you feel the pressure to get going now quickly and get ahead of him, or what's the kind of dynamic between you guys that are very close together?
The last time we spoke, I said, yeah, I'm just trying to do my best and don't lose any to see how far I get. And now we're here, and just I'm already proud of that. And no, I will see. I will do a rest now, but try to stay on it. That's it.
I know there's still a long way to go, but are you a bit like you want to finish, but you still actually want to stay on the road?
No, I want to finish. But I know I will have the feeling maybe closer to the finish. Like, yeah, this this is about to end, because for me the and I guess a lot of people, the best thing about these events is that you have the opportunity to completely reset out of your normal daily life, and there's nothing else to worry about. It's just you, your bike, your body, less in your head and more in your body and your feeling, and that's something that you will you will miss if you finish.
Yep. And then after a while you need to do another one, right?
Yeah for sure.
The media team has spent last night in the Piazza Hotel in downtown Peshkopi. We've just had Raw Masink and David Sanchez come in quick succession, and now we're waiting for Veronica Salas, who should be about half an hour away. And just to paint a picture of where we are here, there's a very nice pedestrianised-ish street, which is kind of a wide paved piazza, I guess, which is probably what the hotel is named after. Tree-lined, leafy, loads and loads of people wandering up and down the street, frequenting the cafes, bars and restaurants and shops that line the street. Loads of people sitting outside in the sun. It's a very pleasant morning here. It's probably mid-20s degrees, sunny, fluffy white clouds in the sky, gentle breeze blowing through the streets, and the buzz and ambience and hubbub that you get in these kind of towns. There's always a lot of life going on, lots of little dramas to observe, people beeping their horns, lots of local life to observe. It's a pretty cool place to hang out.
Adrian Lichty is the second person to arrive at the finish line. After battling with Alex for the best part of the race, he makes it to Škoda in 6 days, 6 hours, and 12 minutes.
Hey, congratulations for finishing. What is your name and cap number, please?
Adrian Lichty, cap number 12.
Cap number 12?
Yeah.
Fantastic. All's good. I guess you want to go and have a beer, so I'll leave you.
Yeah, thank you.
You've raced so many races around the world now. How did this one compare to the rest?
It's a good one. Yeah, it's a good one because, in my opinion, you pay a race for the GPX. That's because when you are riding, the goal of the race is to follow the GPX and to finish the race. Mm-hmm. And this GPX is perfect. And yeah, another point is the length of the race. So it's long. It's not super long, but it's long. Yeah, it's different. And yeah, the third point is the sometimes you don't see people. For us, we were fast, so it was one day or less without people. But if you are slower, it's 2 days. Mm. It's like on the Tour Divide is the same. Mm. So that's special.
And in terms of the race against Alex here, what was that dynamic like?
It was nice. I don't like to race against people because you're gonna squash the race if you do this. I prefer to ride my own race and to see what happens after. Mm-hmm. And after 3-4 days, I try some move, but it was impossible. He's super strong technically, and he's super strong. Yeah.
The next rider to arrive at CP2 is the race's fastest woman and 7th on the leaderboard overall, Veronica Salas.
Well, Veronica's turned up and she's not messing about. The other two lads previously got here and they were quite chilled and kind of not in too much of a rush. Veronica's arrived, ditched her bike, she sprinted up the stairs and I'm having to run up behind her. I hope I get a chance to actually speak to her. I might have to run down the road with her. She's absolutely on a mission here. Have you been using CP2 as like a target to get to?
Yeah, I felt like I was scratching yesterday.
Yeah.
Then I thought, okay, I'm gonna crawl here and see. And then I didn't know what was coming, but I had enough food to walk all the way here, probably. but it became rideable again.
Yeah.
was good. So now I feel like I want to keep going. Yeah. So yeah, hopefully like nothing breaks.
And do you feel like you're really in a race here? Because you've come in kind of maybe half an hour after the other two guys. Are you keeping an eye on that? And
A bit, like it's motivating to have them close by.
Yeah. Our race volunteer at CP2 is Tongai Dunar.
So Veronica's just come through CP2. What did you make of it?
It was really impressive to see how cheered up she was to get here. And considering all she went through this past few days, was really impressive to see how in a good mood she was, even though you could see on her face that it had been difficult.
Veronica's speed and resilience has impressed many people dot watching the Accursed. Race photographer Sam Dugon has had a close-up view.
What did you make of Veronica coming through?
I think she's an absolute hero. I mean, like the last time we saw her, she was struggling with knee pains and saddle sores, and she seemed, like just big time on the struggle bus, and considering that was maybe not even halfway through, I was worried for her, but the mental strength on that woman is just incredible. Like, I'm genuinely incredibly inspired by her. Like, I actually love her, so I'm rooting so hard for, I mean, I'm rooting for everybody to get to the finish line, but I'm really rooting for her to get to the finish line, because she's phenomenal. I want to go ride my bike.
Julien Gravol and Simon Tullel have been the leading pair for much of the race. They arrive at CP2 and check in using the doorbell system at the Accursed.
Oh, hello.
Oh, bonjour. 40A, 40B, Julien Gravol, Simon Tullel, bonjour.
How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
How are you is the question.
Yeah. Thinking is not an idea for now. I've left a piece of my soul down in the mountain. And the body, literally the mountain wants to eat the bikes and the guy.
Yeah, we've been twisted, we've been eaten and digested, and then the mountain took a shit with us, literally. A soft one, very soft, almost liquid. That was rough, really rough. The roughest I've ever done, I think. The slowest 150k of my life.
Yeah.
But yesterday, I was like...
Yeah, but me and Julien, I think we've seen each other in the best and worst possible conditions. Yes. So now I think we can... we're really close now, because we can't lie, actually. On a race like this in pair, you can't lie, because even if you say, yeah, I'm okay. We can see that, yeah.
You haven't done something like this together before?
Last year we did another race as a pair, and we met on a race, actually, some years ago. But we were not racing together, but we ended up surviving together in a storm, so we became friends after that.
Guys, the only important question that people want to hear the answer to, really, is have you achieved full 100% beaver mode yet?
We are fully transformed now. Yes.
Congratulations.
Plus, thank you. And we've got
even the bikes are now fully transformed.
Yeah, now the bikes are also beavers. So we are four beavers on the trip. And the last transformation was today, because we've been crossing so many water.
Wanted to take
rivers.
A break to construct a barrage.
Yeah,
anytime,
we wanted to stop. Oh, look at the one. We would be so well. We could like build a family and stuff. Yeah, we could live here. Like this.
A number of people were in shudder to see Alex and Adrian roll into the finish, including members of the local cycling club.
So you're from the local cycling club then, yeah? And what's brought you out here today?
To see the champion. Because we have follow all the race in the online, and we are check and go to the bridge, Messi Bridge, to see. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. Why were you following the race? Was it something that people were talking about?
One day before, our friends said for the race, and we come here to see the start, and we check all the race. It's a very beautiful race, but difficult.
You know, what is your impression of somebody like Alex who's finished a ride like that?
Very fast, and not sleep. No sleeping. It's only for hour a day. It's difficult. When we go for a drive, we need to sleep 8 hours, and we are not good for the next day. We need a week to recover.
Yeah.
In Piscopi, Tom asks Martin Zettel, cap number 4, about his decision to ride a gravel bike in the Accursed Mountains.
Were you wishing maybe that you had a mountain bike for that last bit?
For this part, yes, but on other parts, it's easier with the gravel bike, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how does it feel to get to CP2?
It's good. I hope that it's 2.5 days to the finish, I think.
Yeah. Were you expecting to be in this kind of position in the race?
No.
No?
The difficulty is to know how fast you can go.
Yeah.
Because it depends really on the quality of the roads. In some parts, the gravel roads, even if it's steep, it works perfect with the gravel bike. And in some parts, when it's bumpy, it slows really down. And I thought perhaps in the middle of the pack.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel like you're really in a race with people around you? Are you really competing with them?
Not really, no. For me, it's also a challenge against me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that because of the distances between everyone?
Yeah. And it doesn't matter if I'm one place behind or before.
Yeah.
It's the thing for me, myself.
All those riders to have made it to Piscopi today have talked about the route. That includes its stunning landscapes, but also the many physical, technical challenges it presents. Christopher Riesman, Cap 21, has just checked in at Control Point 2. He's tired, happy, but no longer speaking to race director and route designer, Andrew Phillips.
Hi, Christopher.
What was that today? Why did you guys do that? what is the time now? Yeah, right. So I started at 5 in the morning up in the mountains. So it's like almost 12 hours now. That was so hard.
So, what were the biggest...
Who's cycling in a dried out riverbed? Why should anybody do that for like 30K?
This is the man you need to direct the questions to.
I don't talk with him now. I just don't talk with him now. I have to have some food. Maybe I see you guys later. Maybe I stay here. Yeah.
So, after more than 6 days of intense ultra racing, we have a winner at the first edition of the Accursed Race. Congratulations to Alexander Kopp on a brilliant ride, and to Adrian Lichty for pushing him all the way. Join us for our next episode, where we hope to welcome more riders to the finish in Shodder and hear more stories from those still riding hard out on the trails. Thanks to our race partners, Albion, Tailfin, Komoot, Peak Design, Quirk Cycles, and POC.
The Accursed.